It's the Tri-County Morning Show, and we are 1 week away from the We Care Radiothon. And as I've been mentioning this morning, Mary Surrett joins me this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Hartley. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with me. Mary is the Managing Director of the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation. Did I get that right?
You certainly did.
I remembered. It's always a pleasure to have you along, Mary. And you drop in every year and we talk about raising some money for the hospital. And this year we're raising money for a machine that's seen the end of its career, shall we say.
That's true. It's seen the end of its life. It's coming near the end of its life. And it's exciting because we're raising money for the pharmacy department of our Yarmouth Regional Hospital. And this is the hub of pharmacy for all three hospitals, the Yarmouth Regional, the Digby General, and the Roseway Hospital in Shelburne.
Let's take some time to describe to our listeners what we're raising money for. It's called the Automated Tablet Packager. So I'll set the scene. Let's say you're a patient, you're in the hospital, and you require medication that you take at home. So you're in the hospital, you don't usually bring your meds in, so you have to have your medications. That's where this machine comes into play.
Absolutely. The vast majority of patients in hospitals, all hospitals, require medication. And this is where the pharmacy, this is a support department, and this is where the pharmacy steps in. And what this machine does, it individually packages medications to ensure that patients receive their required medications.
Okay. So, and let's talk about the numbers that go through this machine.
It's astounding. The numbers that the pharmacy told me, it's between 2,100 to 2,500 tablets are packaged a day. Wow. And distributed to all three hospitals. They also told me the number for a year is up to maybe 750,000.
Wow.
Tablets.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's one of the departments is the supporting healthcare. We often think of hospitals as your frontline workers, but it is one of the many departments behind the scenes that is working hard to ensure that everyone receives their proper healthcare.
Suppose when you put it in the picture like that, for patients in hospital, and let's say there are 100 patients or more in the hospital, those 100 patients require medications, and if each patient is taking 2-3 drugs or more, for that's just Yarmouth Hospital alone, not taking into consideration Digby and Shelburne. And wow.
You begin to see the numbers increase, that's for sure, and how important the pharmacy department is, that's for sure.
So during the Radiothon, which is coming up next week, it's a week from today, we'll be broadcasting live from the hospital. We haven't been there in a long time, have we?
We haven't been there. This is the 10th annual We Care Radiothon, and speaking of partnerships, working with Y95, it wouldn't be possible without you, so thank you so much. 10 years, we started off in the hospital, in the lobby of the hospital, and for the 10th year, how appropriate that we're going to be back at our Yarmouth Regional Hospital in the lobby.
I think that's great. I can remember back the technology back 10 years ago, and I have to say that at the time we were using what's called an STL technology, which is it's like a big walkie-talkie, basically. It was an antenna that we pointed at the station to transmit our signal from the hospital to the station. Well, things have changed considerably over the years, but our setup will be a little different this year, and we're going to be in the same location, though. Where the little kiosk is for your coffee and snacks.
That's right. We're going to be in the lobby of the hospital. It's the south lobby, south end part of the lobby of the regional hospital, in the same spot, but we don't need that antenna facing Y95. No. I remember those days. It was funny, but we made it work.
That's for sure.
Everyone worked a lot of hours to make sure that this happened for the first year, and it certainly was. It's bringing back a lot of memories. I'm having a hard time believing that it's been 10 years already.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. When it comes to donations, let's start now. Over the past few years, we've used the Yarmouth Mall as a location. Will you be using that as a drop-off point for donations this year again?
No, everything will be central to the Yarmouth Regional Hospital this year, and we are greatly appreciative of Linda DeVoe and the Yarmouth Mall staff for being able to use those premises on site there. Very fortunate that we were able to fall back there to use those during those few years. Now we're back at the regional hospital, so everything will be located at the regional hospital.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot on this one. You and I hadn't talked about this question. I'm about to ask you before we went online. So because of the parking fiasco that goes on at the hospital, anybody's been there, you know, it's like finding a needle in a haystack sometimes to park. During the radiothon, if I want to drive to the hospital and make a donation, is there going to be a way that I can just make a drive through? Will there be somebody there to collect my money that I don't have to come in?
That's a good question. We'll be discussing that during a committee meeting,
okay.
That's for sure.
Right. Okay.
But one of the things that we've tried to tell people is to you know, if you're coming to the hospital, maybe you can come partner up in cars and come and park.
Okay.
I know myself, I'm going to be getting dropped off at the hospital in the wee hours of the morning so that I will make sure that I will not be taking a space.
Yeah.
Some days it's good, some days it's not so good.
That's true. And if you're just making that one little stop to drop things off, again, if you've got somebody with you that wants to come in and make that donation, drop them off, take a little trip around the block and come back and pick them up.
Absolutely. And if you call our hotline on that day and you want to drop off a donation, one of us will gladly meet you at the door to drop
there you
pick
go.
It up.
It's like take out money, except you're dropping it off. Somebody will come pick you up. I'll be giving those numbers out, and I'm just going to briefly throw it out because you may want to write it down. It's 1-844-866-6464. That number's been used for a few years now. Write it down. But you can also make e-transfers too, can't you?
Absolutely. You can make e-transfers at info@yarmouthhospitalfoundation.ca.
Are we also going to be doing some bidding items? I mean, there are some items online that you can take care of.
The auction is available right now, so go on 32 Auctions, YHF 32 Auctions, and start bidding on. There's some fabulous bidding items on the auction, so go ahead and start bidding.
We'll have competitions, too. We normally do every year. Somebody says, here, I'm going to donate, you know, $100 or $1,000 or whatever, but they're looking for matches, too.
Absolutely. There's always people that will reach out and say, I'm going to donate this, and I expect everyone in our industry to donate that as well, and we certainly appreciate those challenges, those friendly challenges out there. As well, we have a lot of people that make memories, make a donation in memory of someone, and that's really special and quite a thoughtful way of making a donation to the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation.
Before you leave me today, I want to touch on the political side of this a little bit. The monies that we raise during radiothons are, of course, coming from the community help community. And then somebody will say, well, you know, the Nova Scotia government should be giving some money to the hospital foundation. In this case, there is some money that comes from the government involved in the purchase of this machine too?
Absolutely there is. And we're partnering with Nova Scotia Health on the cost of this piece of equipment. This piece of equipment is upwards of $450,000.
Wow.
So we are partnering with Nova Scotia Health on the cost of this. But just to let our community know that in Nova Scotia alone, there are about 42 hospitals. Of those, there are 9 regional hospitals. And our taxpayers' dollars simply cannot fund all of the equipment needs. That's why foundations exist, to fill that gap of those needs. And we're here to make sure that we enhance our hospitals to bring healthcare close to home. That's what our goal is.
And we're looking for support. Coming up next Thursday, we'll be on location at the Yarmouth Hospital. It's the We Care Radiothon. And you'll have opportunities to donate your money through calls, through e-transfers, drop in. Even Mary might run out and pick up a check herself if you call.
I've been known to do that, so I don't mind doing that at all. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone on that day. It's quite an exciting day.
It is. All the staff will be there from Y95. I'll be there in the morning. Myself and Kevin Northup will be co-hosting with me, and we'll have members of the board with us as well to have conversation. We'll have special guests drop by, doctors, nurses for interviews, that and so much more.
So much more. It's going to be a great day. And again, thanks to everyone working behind the scenes on this, and in particular Y95, our partners in healthcare.
It's been a great 10 years, and we look for 10 more to come, or even more than that.
For sure.
Mary Surratt, the Managing Director of the Yarmouth Regional Hospital. Mary, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Hartley. We'll see you on the 5th.